approach is not relevant. And then there's a sales comparison approach. And Hayden Harrison is an expert appraiser. Hayden's come down to do a sales comparison to the Osage Beach Mall, which was very similar, and the Osage Beach Mall sold in December of last year for $2.7 million. So the Osage Beach Mall, and Hayden will get into more of the details, but the Osage Beach Mall had 368,000 square feet of finished space sitting on 49 acres, of which only 50% was rented. Here we have, in the Branson Meadows Mall, we have 250,000 square feet of finished space sitting on 26.5 acres, of which the occupancy rate is 62%. So the amount of space rented in the Branson Meadows Mall and the Osage Beach Mall, nearly identical in terms of the square footage actually under lease.
Okay.
So the third approach to determining market value is the income approach, where you say, let's think about this property as an asset, and we're going to value this commercial asset based on its future cash flows. And so you look at what are the cash flows going out that will be generated in the future, what are the revenues coming in that will be generated in the future, and you discount that back to the present by some sort of appropriate discount rate. On the very front cover, I talk about the assumptions I made in the income approach. I know, based on checking the Wall Street Journal this week, the current U.S. prime rate is 7.5%. So I used a very conservative discount rate of 8%, saying if you can get 7.5% return investing in a blue chip company, then to invest in a shopping center in Branson, you'd require at least 8%, an extra 0.5% return. I don't think that's an unreasonable assumption. So I used a discount rate of 8%. I say the economic life of the buildings at the Branson Meadows Mall, let's very best case scenario, they're going to last 15 to 20 more years. They're already 30 years old. They're going to last 15 to 20 more years. You're not going to push those buildings, their economic life, past 50 years. Although, in theory, you could maintain them. The cost of maintaining the 50-year-old building is going to be so prohibitive that it wouldn't be economical to do it. I assume that stable rents and costs, so whatever the rents and costs we're having now, will project for the next 15 to 20 years. And I say at the end of that 15 to 20-year period, the land itself would be worth approximately 90 cents a square foot on all 26.5 acres. So that puts the land value at approximately $1 million on just the raw land whenever the buildings ultimately get torn down. So with those assumptions, I'd like Hayden Harrison to be able to come and talk about the Osage Beach Mall and why he thinks it's a good comp if you're open to it.
Sure. Thank you. Like Tim said, my name is Hayden Harrison. I'm a commercial real estate appraiser in Springfield. I've been an appraiser since 1986 when the Osage Beach Mall was built. So that means I'm old as it as well. Tim asked me to kind of do some market research and find some sales activities of other outlet malls and kind of give him an insight as to why they sell, what the state of the industry is. And so in that light, that's what I have done. In the course of my investigation, I found the Osage Beach Outlet Marketplace is the name of that. It's located in Osage Beach on Osage Beach Parkway, which used to be Highway 54 running through Osage Beach. It's located in a market very similar to that of Branson, in that the Lake of the Ozarks market has a highly cyclical tourist industry that have also been trying to expand into the shoulder seasons earlier in the year, later in the year, to make it a almost a year-round resort-type environment. The Osage Beach Marketplace had 368,000 square feet, roughly. It was built in 1986, sits on about a little over 49 acres. It was owned by Simon Malls, a subsidiary of Simon, which they own malls all over the country. And it had been under contract for three different times and had fallen out of contract. But this time it was bought by a local investment group, a family, and their intention is to renovate what is there, keep it as a retail center, and expand into more of an entertainment venue, basically taking an old mall and revitalizing it. With everything all said and done, they paid $2.7 million for it. They had to make some immediate repairs. There were some structural issues with some of the stairs and things of that nature that the city of Osage Beach had been working with the ownership to make sure that for safety purposes that those were completed. They're actually going to do more than what I believe would be required for the Branson Meadows Mall, in that they're moving all of the tenants into one of the buildings and keeping all the retail stores open as they renovate the rest of the mall. And then they'll move them back into their original spaces once the renovation has taken place. All said and done, it sold for a whopping $7.32 per square foot. But it's a very similar comparable sale to that of the Branson Meadows property.
Tim, are these totals that you have, and I apologize, are these totals you have on here, are these the approaches, what values you're getting in red?
Yes, so on the very front cover, so I think on the sales comparison approach, 2.7, I think Osage Beach Mall is a good comparison. Mm-hmm. And then on the income approach, based on those assumptions, the 8% discount rate, in range of 2.2 to 2.5 million. Based on whether the mall survives 15 more years or 20 more years.
But his market, his testimony is for the market value approach that you have at 2.7 million, correct?
That's right. So Hayden's testimony is based on the sales comparison.
Okay.
Yes.
And I apologize. Keep going.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
I just wonder if it looks like the cost approach, what the values you've got on these three properties. Were they reassessed this year? I'm asking the assessor. Were they reassessed this year?
The land was reassessed, but the structures were not. So land went through all the land in the area went through a reassessment. It was originally increased to $3 per square foot. We received some sales information. We then went through and dropped it to $1.50 a square foot. And okay. two of the three, were missed. So that's the increase in their valuation.
Well, if I'm correct, I've added up the three properties, at least the numbers we've got, and I want to verify that you guys have these numbers because we've had some. On BOE 132, which is the parcel ending in 63004, does the assessor have the value at 1.538810?
Correct.
Okay. And on.
David, I printed all this out. So, in the very last tab in your packets, current assessor's current valuation, I would print it just yesterday.
Was that on the beacon?
Yeah.
Off the beacon?
Off the beacon, yeah. So, on the very last tab.
It's the same numbers, David.
Okay. So they've got the same number. Well, I've got that total at like $5,304,270 for all three parcels. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. And from the market value approach and the both income and sales, we're down about half of what the cost approach would bring on that.
Right, and correct me if I'm wrong, the structures on these have not been reassessed for quite a while, have they?
As far back as the software goes, it's at one point in time, The structures were exempted, and then there was a lump sum figure that was inputted, and I believe that's probably some sort of negotiation between the previous assessor and the owners at the time.
Somebody before Chuck, though.
Okay.
So we're guessing that they overwrote it for 2008, 2009, when things were going down. So our real cost amount is higher than what the override was.
And again, we left the structures alone. It was just the land increase. And the land right now in two to three parcels is out of line and should be lowered to $1.50 a square foot.
Actually, I think the land is probably lower than $1.50. Mm-hmm. I did, as a part of my analysis, I have to look at the highest and best use. And part of that analysis is, can I afford to tear the buildings off and redevelop the land? Obviously, as a mall, the income has been going down year over year. I did 2022, 23, and 24, looked at the income. It's going down. The vacancy is going up. It's hard to keep tenants in there. So as a part of my analysis, I look at, well, is there an alternative use for the land? And so I went and looked at land values. Land values are running between 65 and 90 cents per square foot in that immediate area for 10 to 20 to 30 acre parcels of land. And so I think even at $1.50, you may be a little bit high. Now, if it fronted right on Gretna Road, maybe. Maybe
what,
in that, what that
value,
ballpark.
What value did you give the land in your
assessment? 90 cents.
90 cents, okay.
And that was at the upper end of my range because it was in Branson Meadows.
Okay. Do you guys have anything else before I let the assessor?
Just that I think if you were to build the properties today, I don't think the $5.5 million or $5.3 million would be unreasonable. It probably would cost you $5.3 million to build the properties today. But the fact is, if you had the chance to build the property today, you wouldn't do it.
Well, I don't know that this board, with what we've seen with both hotels and malls, that we would disagree with you that both of those have taken a dive and the cost approach is probably not as helpful as it used to be. But I want to give the assessor an opportunity to respond to this.
Is anything?
No. There's nothing for me to add. You know, we
agree with you too about malls and motels and hotels.
The structures are in for lower than what the replacement cost would be normally. That's quite a bit more, $7.2 million. We're currently in at 5.3.
And we have to remember Osage Beach is 10 years older than these buildings, so.
It is. I mean, the only thing different, a little bit different down here about the market is I think that we definitely bring in more people on a longer time frame, but I don't know how much, you know, that might make a difference on the income approach, I suppose, but I don't know how much on the,
can
certainly not
the
on
land
the market
values
value.
Around it? Can we pull up the land values around it on the map?
Did you hear her, Jim?
Give me 1 second. I'm looking at something real fast.
In 2013, we were at 5.5.
In 2013, we were what?
5.5.
Yeah, it's at 5 points. I mean, the whole thing is at 5,304 right now.
Oh, it doesn't.
With a cost approach.
Right.
It doesn't. Well, I don't know.
Jerry, I'm sorry.
Can you zoom out just a little bit? Or in, I mean, sorry. Definitely can't see that. So, can you move it around a little bit, or?